SharpLink Gaming stakes. Another 39.319 ETH as corporate treasuries pile in, NASDAQ listed. SharpLink Gaming staked another 39.319 ETH, according to on-chain tracker LookOnChain, in a post surfaced by CoinMarketCap on August 21, 2026. The move adds to a treasury the company has been building in public, and it lands during one of Ethereum's strongest weeks of the year. ETH traded near $2,124 as of August 21, up 3.4% on the day and about 29% over the prior 7 days, per CoinMarketCap market data. The detail that matters is the word staked. SharpLink did not just park the Ether. It committed the coins to Ethereum's proof-of-stake system, where they earn a protocol yield in exchange for helping secure the network. For a public company, that turns a reserve asset into an income-producing one, with the trade-off that staked ETH cannot be sold instantly and carries its own set of technical and slashing risks. A public balance sheet treating ETH as a yield asset corporate crypto treasuries are not new. The template was written in Bitcoin, where a handful of listed firms turned their balance sheets into leveraged BTC vehicles. What SharpLink represents is the Ethereum version of that idea. With a twist, the asset it holds can generate a native return. Staked ETH pays a validator yield, so every coin added to the pile is a coin that compounds rather than sitting idle. That distinction changes the math for a corporate holder. A Bitcoin treasury bets entirely on price. An Ethereum staking treasury bets on price plus a recurring yield stream, which can partially offset drawdowns during flat or falling markets. The 39,319 ETH added here is a meaningful slug of capital at current prices, and staking it signals the company plans to hold for the long run, rather than flip on the next rally. Timing lines up with a strong ETH tape. The accumulation comes as Ethereum outperforms much of the majors. Alongside ETH's 29% weekly gain, Bitcoin sat near $77,394, up 6.2% on the day, and XRP had run 38% over the week, per the same CoinMarketCap snapshot. The Fear and Greed Index read 73, firmly in greed territory. Buying into strength is a different posture from bottom fishing, and it suggests SharpLink is treating ETH as a strategic reserve, regardless of short-term entry price. One number does not confirm a thesis, though. LookOnChain's figure is an on-chain observation of wallets attributed to the company. It captures the staking transaction, not the company's full cost basis, hedging, or financing behind the position. Treat the 39,319 ETH as the size of this specific move, not a complete picture of the treasury. Ripple effects for holders and spenders. More corporate ETH moving into staking tightens the pool of liquid supply, at least at the margin. Coins locked in validators are coins not sitting on exchanges ready to sell. If the trend among listed companies continues, it reinforces a supply-side story that Ethereum bulls have leaned on since the network moved to proof-of-stake. For everyday users, the read-through is more about confidence than mechanics. When a NASDAQ-listed firm stakes tens of thousands of ETH, it normalizes the idea of holding and earning on Ether rather than trading it. That same logic sits underneath the growing menu of staking rewards cards and yield-linked crypto products, where users keep exposure to an asset while it works in the background. The corporate version is larger and more regulated, but the instinct is the same: hold the asset, earn the yield, spend or sell later. Anyone tempted to copy the strategy at home should keep the risks in view. Staked ETH is exposed to Ethereum's price like any spot holding, and the yield does not remove that downside. Withdrawal queues, validator penalties, and smart contract risk on liquid staking layers all add complications that a simple spot position does not carry. For a corporate treasury, with legal custody and reporting infrastructure, those risks are managed inside a compliance stack most individuals do not have.